Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 17th of September 2024. Essence. Sweet children, tell everyone the secret of Abu being the greatest pilgrimage place of all. It was here that God Himself granted everyone salvation. Question. Which one aspect, if understood, would bring crowds here? Answer. The main thing that they should understand is that the Father is once again teaching us the Raja Yoga that He taught us previously, and that He is not omnipresent. The Father has come here to Abu at this time and is establishing peace in the world. The non-living memorial of this is the Dilwala Temple. Adi Dev is sitting here in the living form. This is the living Dilwala Temple. If they were to understand this, Abu would be praised and there would be crowds here. If Abu's name became famous, many would come here. Om Shanti. You children are being taught yoga. In all other places, they learn this by themselves. It is not the Father who teaches them. They teach it to one another. Here, the Father teaches you children. There is the difference of day and night. There, they continue to remember many friends and relatives, etc., so they are unable to have that much remembrance. This is why they very rarely become soul conscious. Here, you have to become soul conscious very quickly. However, there are many who know nothing at all. Shiv Baba is serving us by telling us, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. You have to remember the Father who is present in this one, who is present here. There are many children who don't even have the faith that Shiv Baba is teaching us through the body of Brahma. Just as other people say, how can I have faith in this? So it is the same here too. If there were full faith, they would continue to remember the Father with a lot of love and fill themselves with a lot of power and also do a lot of service because the whole world has to be purified. There is something lacking in their yoga and also in their knowledge. They listen to this knowledge but are unable to imbibe it. If they imbibed it, they would also be able to inspire others to imbibe it. Baba has explained that those people continue to hold conferences, etc., and that they want there to be peace in the world. However, they don't know when there was peace in the world or how that peace came about. Whatever type of peace there was, that is the type of peace that is needed. It is only you children who know that peace and happiness in the world are now being established. The Father has now come. Just see how this is the Dilwala Temple. Adi Dev is here, and there is also the scene up above of peace in the world. Whenever people invite you to a conference, etc., you can ask them, what type of peace in the world do you want? There used to be peace in the world in the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. There is the accurate memorial of that in the Dilwala Temple. There has to be a sample of peace in the world. They don't understand anything, even from the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. They have stone intellects. so you should tell them. We can tell you that, firstly, the sample of peace in the world is Lakshmi and Narayan, and that if you want to see their kingdom, you can go to the Dilwala temple and have a look. Only a model of it would be shown, so come to Abu and see that. Those who built the memorial of this temple do not know this, but they named it the Dilwala temple. They have also sat Adi Dev there and shown heaven up above. It is non-living, whereas you are in living forms. This can be called the living Dilwala temple. However, you can't tell how much of a crowd there would be. People would be confused and ask, "What is this?" It takes a lot of effort to explain to them. There are also many children who don't understand. Even those who are sitting at God's door next to him don't understand anything. All types of people go to see the exhibitions. There are so many sects and cults. There are those of the Vaishnav religion too. They don't even understand the meaning of the Vaishnav religion. They don't know where the kingdom of Sri Krishna is. The kingdom of Sri Krishna is also called heaven, paradise. Baba has said, wherever you are invited to speak, you can go and explain to them. When was there peace in the world? This Abu is the greatest pilgrimage place of all, because it is here that the Father grants salvation to everyone in the world. If you want to see a sample of this in the Abu Mountains, then go and see it in the Dilwala Temple. That is a sample of how peace was established in the world. They would be very happy on hearing this. Even the Jains would be happy to hear this. You would say that Prajapita Brahma, our father, is Adi Dev. You explain to them, and yet they don't understand. They say, "We can't understand what the Brahma Kumaris say." So you children should praise Abu very highly and explain to them. Abu is the greatest pilgrimage place of all. You can even explain to people in Bombay. The Abu Mountain is the greatest pilgrimage place of all, because the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, came in Abu and established heaven. A model of the creation of heaven and one of Adi Dev are in Abu. None of the people understand this. We now know this, but you don't know it, and this is why we are explaining it to you. First of all, ask them, "What type of peace do you want in the world? Have you ever seen it?" There was peace in the world in the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. There was just the one original eternal deity religion. There was the kingdom of their dynasty. Come, and we will show you the model in Abu of their kingdom. This is an old impure world. It would not be called a new world. The model of the new world is here. That new world is now being established. You know this, and that is why you tell them. Not everyone knows this, and no one can tell others, for they too would not be able to understand it. It is something very simple. The kingdom of heaven is up above, and Adi Dev, who is also called Adam, is sitting down below. He is the great-great-grandfather. When you tell them this praise, they will be happy. It is very accurate. Tell them, you praise Sri Krishna, but you don't know anything at all. Sri Krishna was the emperor of paradise, the master of the world. If you want to see a model of that, then come to Abu, and we will show you a model of paradise. Also show the model of how you studied Raja Yoga at the most auspicious confluence age, through which you became the masters of the world. Also show the tapasya of the confluence age. Show the memorial of the things that happened in a practical way. There is also the picture of Shiv Baba, who established the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, and there is the Amba temple too. Amba does not have 10 or 20 arms. She can only have 2 arms. Come and we will show you. Also show paradise in Abu. It was in Abu that the Father came and created heaven in the world and granted salvation. Abu is the greatest pilgrimage place of all. It is only the one Father who grants salvation to those of all religions. Come and we will show you his memorial in Abu. You can praise Abu a great deal. We will show you all the memorials. Christians also want to know who taught Raja Yoga of ancient Bharat and what it was. Tell them, come to Abu and we will show it to you. The model of paradise is also created accurately on the ceiling. You cannot create something like that. So you have to show them this very clearly. Tourists also wander around. They too should come and understand. If the name of your Abu becomes famous, many people will come. Abu will become very well known. When anyone asks you how there can be peace in the world, or invites you to a conference, etc., you should ask them, do you know when there was peace in the world? Come and we will explain to you how there was peace in the world. We will also show you models, etc. Such models do not exist anywhere else. Abu is the greatest and highest pilgrimage place of all. The Father came here and created peace in the world and granted everyone salvation. No one else knows these things. Amongst you too, it is number wise. Although there are big Maharatis who look after the museums, etc., Baba reads about whether they explain to everyone clearly or not. Baba understands everything. He knows about everyone wherever they are, who is making what effort, and what status each one will claim. If some were to die at this time, they would not be able to claim a status at all. They cannot understand the effort required for the pilgrimage of remembrance. The Father explains new things to you every day. Explain to them in this way and bring them here. The memorial here exists permanently. The Father says, I am here, Adi Dev is here, and paradise is also here. There will then be a lot of praise of Abu. You can't tell what Abu would become. For instance, In order to make Kurukshetra very good again, they continue to spend millions of rupees. So many people gather there. There is so much bad odour and rubbish, don't even ask. There are so many crowds there. There was the news that a busload of devotees drowned in the river. All of that is sorrow. There continues to be untimely death. There is nothing like that there. You can explain all of these things. The one who speaks to them has to be very sensible. The Father is pumping you with this knowledge and making it sit in your intellects. The world doesn't understand these things. They think that they are going on a tour of the new world. The Father says, "This old world is now about to end." They say that there are 40,000 years still left. You tell them that the whole cycle is 5,000 years. The death of the old world is just ahead. This is called extreme darkness. People are sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna used to sleep for half a cycle and stay awake for half a cycle. You were Kumbhakarnas. This play is very wonderful. Not everyone can understand these things. Some come because of their loving feelings. They hear that everyone else is going somewhere, and so they also follow. They are told, "We are going to Shiv Baba, who is establishing heaven." By remembering that unlimited Father, you receive the unlimited inheritance. That is all. So they too say, "Shiv Baba, we are your children, and so we will definitely claim the inheritance from you." Their boats then go across. Here you children know that you receive an unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. That is the temporary happiness as a return of their faith. Here you have received the return of your faith for 21 births. However, there is nothing in visions, etc. Some say that they should have a vision, and so Baba understands that they haven't understood anything. If you want to have a vision, go and do intense devotion. You don't receive anything from that. Perhaps you would be good in your next birth. A good devotee would receive a good birth. This is something unique. This old world is to change. The Father is the one who changes the world. The memorial is here. The temple is very old. If something breaks, it is repaired, but the original beauty is still lost anyway. All of those things are perishable. So the Father explains, "Children, for your own benefit, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and your sins will be absolved." It is a matter of studying. However, the models of Madhaban, Kunjgali, etc., that they have created in Mathura are nothing really. Nor are there any games of gopes and gopis. You have to make a lot of effort to explain these things. Sit and explain each point very well. At the conferences, you need someone who has yoga too. If the sword has no power, the arrow will not strike the target. The Father says, "It will still take time. if they were now to believe that the Supreme Soul is not omnipresent, there would be many crowds here. However, it is not the time for that now. They should understand the one main thing that the Father taught Raja Yoga and that he is teaching it at this time. Instead of this, they have inserted the name of the one who is ugly at present. This is such a big mistake. It was through this that your boat sank. The Father now explains, this study is your source of income. The Father himself comes to teach you how to change from human beings into deities. You definitely need to become pure and also to imbibe divine virtues for this. It is number-wise. All the centers are number-wise. The whole kingdom is being established. This is not like going to your auntie's home. Tell them that the golden age is called heaven. However, if you want to know how the kingdom there continues, if you want to see a group of deities, then come to Abu. There is no other place where the kingdom is shown on the ceiling. Although they have a model of heaven in Ajmer, that is something else. Adi Dev is also here. This is an accurate memorial of who established heaven and how it was established. We cannot write the name, the Living Dilwala Temple, at the moment. When people understand this for themselves, they will say you can write it. However, we cannot do that now. Just look at what they do now, even over small matters. There are many who have a lot of anger. They have body consciousness. No one except you children can be soul conscious. You have to make effort. Do not think that you will receive whatever is in your fortune. An effort maker would not say that. He would continue to make effort. Then, if he fails, he would say, whatever was in my fortune, Acha, to the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and you spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Make full effort to become soul conscious. Never think that you will receive whatever is in your fortune. Become sensible. 2. Listen to this knowledge and become an embodiment of it. Imbibe the power of remembrance and then do service. Tell everyone the praise of Abu, the greatest pilgrimage place of all. Blessing. May you be a true yogi and a true server who remains engaged in having remembrance and doing service with the awareness of the one word, Baba. You children repeatedly say the word Baba, either with your mouths or in your minds. Since you are his children, it is yoga when you remember or think the word Baba. And to repeatedly say with your mouths, Baba used to say this, Baba had said this, is service. However, some say this word Baba from their hearts, whereas others say it from their brains with knowledge. Those who say it from their hearts receive instant attainment in their hearts, in the form of happiness and power. Those who simply use their heads receive happiness at the time of speaking, but it does not last all the time. Slogan: true moths are those who surrender themselves to God, the flame. Om Shanti.